episode 1117, Once in a Blue Moon.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to have your world rocked? Just look in the sky. It's Once in a Blue Moon. It's health and wellness. Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it is Once in a Blue Moon. Have you looked up? You know, the opportunities present themselves once in a blue moon. How are you changing your lifestyle to impact the world? It's the Super Bowl for a super life. There's so many, lots of supers happening this week, today especially. If you have taken a moment to look high in the sky, you might have gained a glimpse of the super blue blood moon. Now that's a mouthful, isn't it? An extraordinary event. What's so incredible and special about this full moon is three reasons. It's the third in a series of supermoons. That's pretty incredible. It's the second full moon in 1 month, known as the blue moon, hence the statement that we hear, the phrase, once in a blue moon. It's the total lunar eclipse that will take on a reddish tint known as the blood moon. It's been over 150 years since 1866 since an event like this has occurred. Pretty incredible. Extraordinary. When you look at your life, have you ever experienced a once in a blue moon event where everything was aligning perfectly? All the stars are aligned, and yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. Maybe you have. Maybe for you, it was your wedding day. Maybe it was the birth of your child or multiple children. Maybe it was when you conquered something that you worked so hard for. But how many times do those once in a blue moon events occur? Unfortunately, we tend to hold back waiting for the blue moon events in our life. You can chalk it up to perfection or mere coincidence, but we don't seem to be all in until that once in a blue moon. You can't wait for the world to align in order for you to change your lifestyle that will impact the world. Once in a blue moon doesn't come on a whim. It's years upon years in the making. Remember, this one hasn't occurred since, 1866. Were you even breathing then? No. And I'm sure your parents weren't either, and neither were your grandparents. You matter more than waiting longer than a lifetime. Your time is now. Create your now. And you're saying, how does this at all connect with my health and wellness? This is Wellness Wednesday. Well, because we are living in our excuses. We're living in our comfortability, so to speak. We want everything the easy way. We want immediate gratification. We want the drive-through event. We want the once in a blue moon to happen every single day. And if it did, it wouldn't be a once in a blue moon event. It'd be like, oh, huh, no big deal. So if you're listening to this and it's early on Wednesday morning, January 31st, 2018, go look outside and look up in the sky. Look on the horizon and see what you see. You might have that opportunity to see that reddish tint, that blood moon. Maybe you still have the opportunity because you woke up so early. You just had this weird feeling. You didn't even know what was going on because you kind of shut yourself out to the world, which is an awesome thing to do. But now you look up and the moon seems so much brighter and bigger. It is because it's at least 14% brighter. And here in North America, we've got a beautiful picture of it. I'm in the Central Standard Time Zone. And so for my area, it's about 6:45-ish to about 7:38-ish. And it just depends on what I want to catch when. It's when I'm going to see that blue moon or the total lunar eclipse. It's pretty incredible. Are you waiting for that blue moon event? Are you trying just to create it? and only coming up with failure after failure after failure, which leads to fear after fear after fear. And when you're fearful and afraid and you're scared, you're confused, and that means you don't do. You run away. Once in a blue moon doesn't mean you run away. No, in fact, it allows you to focus on what really matters, what really counts. Today, you are to focus on the who, not the do. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Focus on the who, not the do. This is for you. It's pretty intense today. You can blame it on the once in a blue moon. I love it. I say it all the time to my children. And I've been reminding them over and over again, going, guys, you got to get up early. I want you ready for the day because I want you to see this event. To have all of these three things happening. A super blue blood moon. Say that fast three times. This is an event that is beyond incredible. It's indescribable, extraordinary. Only an event that God can create. And when you focus on the who and not the do, that is when it becomes all about you. You got to free yourself from the must-dos. Too many times we're caught in all these things that we have to do. For example, let's use a sorority as an example. You know what it's like to have a sisterhood. You have to do certain things in order to become a part of the quote-unquote club. Well, we're not talking about the do's and the don'ts in order to become a part of the club. Free yourself from those. Don't tie yourself down to that stuff. It may not work for you, and that is okay. Focus on the who, not the do. This is for you. Open yourself to the infinite possibilities. You are the one who is standing in your own way. If you don't remember or haven't listened to episode 1114, go back. It's titled Infinite Possibilities. Open yourself up to them. Imagine, dream again. This is not about only what you can control. God's got bigger plans. Let Him take over. So open yourself up to the infinite possibilities. Concentrate on you, not the do. You know those great programs that you can get for health and wellness? You know, you can get them on DVD programs. You know, you can put it in your little DVD player, Blu-ray player. You can turn it on. You can get an app now, and you can buy all these different apps. It shows you all this different stuff, all these different exercises. You can buy recipes galore as to what to cook. The thing is we're too focused on the do part that we forget about the who part, and the who is you. And when you don't have the who, you lose you. Can you tell I'm a little passionate about this? Once in a blue moon. Stop putting you on the back burner. Concentrate on you. You also got to uproot your habits. Stop getting so comfortable in where you are. Look at change as a gift. Yesterday we talked about delight in the storms. When things get in your way, just smile and say, oh, that means God's at work. It's time to uproot my habits. I can do this because He's at the helm. Don't get comfortable where you are. I took my youngest son in to school yesterday. It was his second day of school. And I really don't think he wanted to go, but he went in. If he could have, he would have been kicking and screaming at me. But you see, they had drama tryouts. It was the last day for the drama tryout of the play. He already missed it at his old school. They were doing Peter Pan. And he was kind of bummed about it. We get here and I happen to be in the office and listening to the morning announcements because I was filling out more paperwork, brand new student. It's only a second day. We had to do some technology forms, etc. So I pick him up at school and said, you got to try out. You got to do this. He's like, oh no, mom, I don't want to do this. And he was pushing back. I even brought him treats. I brought him Chick-fil-A nuggets. I brought him a water bottle because, of course, we didn't want his voice to be all crackly and whatever. And I said, look, I'll get you something else afterwards, but here's something. Eat this for a little bit and then let's go in and do this. He's like, no, Mom, I don't want to. I really don't want to. I'm really not going to miss it. I said, yeah, we need to go in and meet the teacher. You're good. This is what you love. And he is. He loves it. He delights in it. This isn't Mama trying to be pushy. This is Mama trying to help him to become established in a brand new area because you see, everybody else is comfortable where they are. And they're doing their own do, right? Because that's where they're sitting and that's where they like to be. But he has to be the one to uproot his habits. He's got to be the one that reaches out because not very many people are going to reach out to him. Why? Because they're already in their comfort zone. They are already established. And that's not saying that's right or wrong. It's just how it is. So if he wants to get out and meet people and do neat things, he's got to do it. You know what it's like if you've ever had to move? Uproot your habits. Yeah, so we went in. We met his teacher of the drama club. She was so sweet. And the crazy thing is as we were walking out of school, long story short, just so you know, he did not try out for the drama, for the play this semester. It was okay because of what came afterwards. He's like, Mom, I'll work behind the scenes. And he goes, by the way, thank you for making me come in. Thank you for making me meet her. I know you might be disappointed in me because I didn't try out. And I said, no, son, I'm not disappointed. I said, but you got to get out of your comfort zone. We all can learn from that. We all got to be stretched. Uproot your habits. Get uncomfortable. The more you get uncomfortable, the more impact you will have in this world. That is where you should delight yourself in. Focus on the who, not the do. This is for you. Ultimately, seal the deal with your heart. Too many times, over and over and over again, I coach women and men, and they're stuck in the, I got to do this today, I got to do this tomorrow, I got to do this the next day, and oh wait, got to repeat this, then I got to repeat that. All of that is good because you are creating new habits. There's a place for that. But the key is where's the passion attached to? Your heart. You see, that's what makes us different. God gave us this gut feeling, love feeling attached, I can't live without, and it's called your heart. Seal the deal with your heart. Don't worry about all the little things. They will eventually fall into place. It's not about perfection. It's not about getting it all together all at the same time. It's not about having this once in a blue moon event. It's about creating your now where you are. Seal the deal with your heart. Now, this doesn't come easy. This focus on the who, not the do. Well, we've always been focused on the do. Think back. You go to school, you got to do the homework so you can get the grade, so you can get to the next grade, so then you can graduate from college, so then you can, you know, or graduate from high school, either one, so you can get a job, so then you can support a family. Or even think about having marriage. So you can buy a car and eventually maybe buy a house or rent an apartment and have a place to call home all of your own. But you can't do anything until you do the do. Check off the box. I did this. I got this. I did this. God says, wait a minute. What about you? Focus on the who, not the do. This is for you. Maybe you want some help with this. Wellness isn't all just about fitness and nutrition and putting it all together. Here at Create Your Now, it's the mind, the body, and the spirit. It's connecting the whole person, how God created you. That's where it's different. It's not about just these little checkoff boxes going, okay, got my fitness in. Man, I did my 2 miles walk. Woo! I got my 10,000 steps in, whoop. I got my protein shake in this morning, whoop. That's all great. But it doesn't create the once in a blue moon event. Unless if you're focused on the who and not the do. Maybe you want help with this. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Yes, I know my life has been a little bit crazy with the move, but you know what? It only happens once in a blue moon. Okay, maybe not so much for me considering this is like my 27th or 28th move. So that totally goes against the grain. This is more of my norm. Talk about uprooting your habits. Yeah, I think moving has become habitual for us, but that's for another episode. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you and help you focus on you. To free yourself, to open yourself to the infinite possibilities, to concentrate on you and not the do, to uproot your habits and to seal the deal with your heart. God's calling you up into action. Click on that link, take aim. Let's join forces together. So what are you going to do next? When is the once in a blue moon event going to happen for you? Are you going to have to wait for literally a lifetime? Meaning never? You don't have 150 years for this extraordinary event that's happening today. Your event is now. Create your now. Focus on the who, not the do. This is for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.